to all things Mac. An update to the stuff happening in France, Windows Vista, delayed, and how about music on your calculator? On today's edition of All Things Mac. Today is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2006. This is Jason Katz with The In. The bill that I talked about Monday was approved by part of the French government and is moving to the other part of the legislature. The National Assembly, France's lower house, passed the draft bill which would force Apple Computer, Sony Corp, and Microsoft Corp to open its digital rights managements to each other, so rivals can offer similar services. This will now be debated on and voted by the French Senate, which will start in May. Apple replied to the ruling and seemed really pissed off. I'll paraphrase their response. We hate France, and we'll pull iTunes out of France if this passes, and France will suffer from the piracy that occurs without iTunes, become a corrupt government, turn communist, and wither away. Apple declined to comment any further. Microsoft announced yesterday that it's delaying the launch of Windows Vista until next January. Microsoft was supposed to release Windows Vista before the holiday season of 2006. It's supposedly delayed because Microsoft wanted to improve overall quality and security. Not that that will do much. Apple will also be releasing a new operating system dubbed Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard at around the same time. It will be exciting to see how much Microsoft copies the Mac OS. Are you bored in class? Do you not want the teacher to know that you're bored? Well, have I got the solution for you. James Montelongo has released a program called RealSound 1.0. What does it do, you ask? It allows you to play music on your Texas Instruments calculator. It's actually pretty cool. You can upload the program to your calculator, convert your music to a Flash application using the included software, and listen away. I think the TI-84s and above have built-in speakers, so you can rock out to your calculator. Sweet. You can download the program yourself. I included the link in the show notes. And that was today's edition of All Things Mac. I'm in the top 500s in technology on Podcast Alley, and I want to thank all six of you who voted for me. I supposedly have around 150 subscribers. If each of you who listens to this votes for me, it will really, really help me make this show better. Trust me, you can make a difference. I don't know how it will make the show better, but trust me, it will. If you're really a geek, you can join the All Things Mac forums at allthingsmac.formco.com. Send your questions, comments, suggestions to me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. Macintosh like the computer, not the Apple. I changed the email, in case you didn't notice, for formalization purposes. Thank you, Posing for Pennies, for providing the music. You can check them out at www.myspace.com/posingforpennies. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.